Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart. I help Gearhart Law with their marketing, and I run a podcast and content creation studio and provide podcast consulting.
Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with celebrities and entrepreneurs about their stories and their business ventures.
And now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. And we are going to start with Caroline Winnett. What is a secret you can share with our listeners?
I don't know if this is a secret, but most entrepreneurs who are successful are just a little bit, what's the word, unusual.
That's a nice way to put it.
So strive to be weird.
That said, I know plenty of successful entrepreneurs who would be classified as normal, fairly normal people. Myself, I think I'm normal, mostly. But there's a level of determination that you just have to have. I'll use myself as an example. I like to do things pretty intensely. So I learned to play the violin. My first career was professional violinist. I took up rock climbing. I climbed El Capitan. I took up triathlons. I did an Ironman. And when I look at the backgrounds of my founders at Skydeck, so many of them come to Skydeck. They're coders, or you know, they're inventing some technology, or they're building a robot. But then you ask them about their personal life, and like, yeah, I became fluent in Japanese at the age of 12. I was on a competitive sports team. I volunteered at a food bank, and I ended up running it. I was in the military, right? That takes incredible dedication and discipline. There's almost always something in there that shows that when they do something, they do it. So I would say, when you're talking to your founders or you're assessing a founder, ask them about their personal history, not just what they're building, because you might find some interesting things. You might find some obstacles they've overcome. I mean, it's very interesting to hear Clint's story. Clint had to overcome a lot of obstacles to get to where he is today. So we have a question on our forum. Please describe some obstacles you overcame. And it's pretty extraordinary what we see in there.
Wow, that's a great secret. Thank you. Okay, now we'll move to Braden Young. What's the secret you can share?
And Caroline said right there, I was trying to think of like things that I get into, like hobbies. I'm like, why am I buying the best stuff possible? And anyways, all right, I'll give two. So I think are the best. So the first one is most entrepreneurs, I love the early stage and I love talking to other entrepreneurs. So reaching out to, like I say, you're building or you're thinking about building something in an industry, find like who the winner is in that space and message every founder, CEO, and be like, hey, like I'm thinking about building X. I saw you've done it. Are you willing to give me 15 minutes so I can ask you questions? And people get back to you. I think like that's one of the biggest things. Like if you're thinking about doing whatever it is, like have lots of conversations with folks who've gone down that path, reach out on LinkedIn. I'm willing to have that conversation. I think that's, I love that. Like, I think that's like the fun part of most entrepreneurs is thinking about new ideas. So that's one. The other one, and we did this a long time ago. I have my wife who's in tech too, we have a certain like mantra of like, I'm having a bad day. We'll go for a walk. And I'm like, man, I'm having a bad day. And there's two, she's like, great, what speech do you want? Do you want like the, you know, suck it up, make it happen sort of speech? Or do you want the, man, you're right. Like, it's a really hard day. And so like, you have to pick which one you want on the walk. If you want like the, hey, like it's time to like get down. Like you wanted this, go build it. Or do you want the, yeah, I feel so bad for you. And so you got to pick which one you want. And that's like the pep talk you're given. And that helps. So I usually pick like the, hey, like suck it up speech. Because that's what I respond to. So I have that like with your partner, your other half, like have some sort of, because like they're in it with you too. I think it's important to remember is like your family is going along this journey with you if you're going to be an entrepreneur. So make sure they're ready for it. Make sure you have like a, at least with me, it was helpful to have a speech or a motivational speech.
I love that. Absolutely. Okay, Clint Lotz, what's your secret?
I would agree with Braden. Having a support system around you is really important, but I also understand where Caroline is coming from. You know, to be an entrepreneur can be very isolating. You can feel very, very alone a lot of times. And there's one phrase that we always hear a lot of time, which is money never sleeps, but I do. I get my full 8 hours. I do everything I possibly can from pink lighting in the evenings to reading as much as I possibly can, I have to disconnect. And if I don't get my 8 hours, I've learned to power nap, because sleep is my superpower. And if I'm going to maintain the energy level that's required for me to continue to have the tenacity and the craziness to go through this founder journey for the rest of my life, is basically the way I look at it, I have to be able to have the energy to do so. And you have to make time for yourself, whether it's just, you know, walks with your partner or 15 minutes break that you're taking for meditation, whatever it may be, find or make time to make sure that you're taking care of yourself.
I love that. Yes, absolutely. So Richard Gearhart, what is your secret this week?
I think I'm going to say be strategic in your networking. So networking takes a lot of time, and there's a lot of benefits to it, but you want to make sure that you're spending your time in the right places with the right people. So for example, we like to network with innovator groups because we're in the business of supporting and fostering innovation. The local chamber of commerce may not be such a great place for me to network. And so if you're going to invest in networking, which is obviously a marketing opportunity, you want to make sure that you're spending your time with the right groups of people. So it's very basic, but I think too that some beginning business people need to make sure that they take that into consideration. And sometimes it takes a little bit of time to find the right groups that you want to participate with. So be patient, but be targeted.
We've been talking to a lot of people about AI and different things. And one thing that's come up is train your AI to speak in your own voice. You can do that. So when you're sending out emails to people, you know, you don't want it to look like somebody else wrote it, right? And you can really tell somebody's using ChatGPT because there's emojis all over the place, right? So it drives me crazy. But really, there are ways that you can train it to know you and to send out an email that sounds just like you. And you guys probably already all know this that are on this call, but I don't think a lot of people have thought that far yet. So that's my secret.
Great. Well, that's it for us this week. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 38 markets across the U.S. and one international market. We recently had a station in Guam join us as an affiliate.
In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissikat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.